He was telling jokes in England at a time when stuff coming out of Northern Ireland was anything but funny, Ken.
Oh, he had one or two. He had one or two jokes about the situation there, and they were always very, very philosophical and humanitarian. He was a great. He didn't do satire. He was non. He definitely was non-political. He never brought that into it. He never brought politics into it.
And he hadn't much time for political correctness.
No. Well, he was an anarchist, the same as all comedians have to break rules. That's part of being a comedian. At the end of the day, he always made people happy. He had the knack of being able to give you the feel-good feeling. You've only got to say to anybody the word Frank Carson, and they smile right away. And on top of all that, he loved his family. He loved his family. He was always telling you he was very, very proud of his sons and daughter and their success.
Tell us something about Frank that people might not know.
There's very little about people don't know, because the Frank that you saw on the stage, the Frank that you saw on television or heard on radio, was the same Frank that you would. He loved jokes and he loved humour, and he loved playing jokes on people as well. I was once I was travelling. I was coming into Liverpool Airport. I think it's probably one of the times I'd played Belfast. I think I was a passenger on the plane. And I got off the plane with a lot of other people, and right away, the customs and the border people, Ken Dodd, yes, come, we want to speak to you. What had happened was he must have come in on a previous plane from somewhere else, and they must have said, oh, one of your fellows is on, Ken Dodd's on the next plane, and he must have worked it out. They took me in this room, these officials, and they asked me, give me a real third degree, and then said, you know, like, take your shoes off, take your clothes off, take all your clothes off. And I thought, this is not, I started, and then I heard, I got you that time, didn't I, Daddy?
Do you have a favourite Frank Carson joke?
They were all good jokes. He only told good jokes, and he'd always finish, it's a cracker, it's a cracker. Wonderful, wonderful comedian. And when I say was, that's wrong, isn't it? Because it's wrong, because he is a wonderful comedian. He is a wonderful man, because his memory will always be with us. We'd always think of Frank Carson as a man, a merry man who could make us all feel good.